The personal toll of the opioid epidemic is well chronicled. Now a Beacon Hill think tank has produced a report on the economic impact. The study from the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation puts the cost to the state's economy at $7 billion in lost business productivity. The report concludes the opioid crisis is far from over and is likely to get worse as more lethal synthetic drugs such as fentanyl proliferate. The foundation is hosting a forum Friday in Boston on the opioid epidemic. Governor Charlie Baker and Attorney General Maura Healey are scheduled to participate. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Taxpayers Foundation President Eileen McEnany.
The opioid epidemic has really gone through three phases. People were becoming addicted to prescribed opioids, and then when we put some limitations on prescriptions and so forth, people then began to use heroin in increasing numbers. And now the preferred drug is fentanyl and carfentanil and other synthetic drugs. And they tend to be more potent, easier to conceal, and just more problematic.
Why is Massachusetts really at the epicenter of this? The report points out that in 2016 the state had the fourth highest death rate in the country.
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that. I mean, part of it though, we're just trying to study the implications for Massachusetts. I would say Massachusetts has been at the epicenter in two ways. Certainly the death rate, as you point out, is higher in Massachusetts than most states. We have about 32.2 deaths per 100,000 people, and that is the fourth highest. But we're also a leader in trying to address the problem and providing some solutions. So I think that's important to recognize too. But just the evolving nature of this epidemic means it's something we have to keep our focus on and really try to wrestle with.
What did the report find in terms of the impact this epidemic is having on the state's economy?
So I would say we looked at it in several ways, but on the economy as a whole at the macro level, it's about $7 billion in lost productivity. And that's from people unable to work because of their addiction and from income that the state will forego because of fatalities.
And it has an impact on state and local government spending as well, so it has an impact on taxpayers.
It certainly does. And I would add the federal level to that as well. So in part of the purpose of our report in the forum that we're holding later this week to discuss it is really to catalog the resources that are currently being spent on the federal level, state level, and municipal level, see if we can better leverage and coordinate them, and then where employers can play a useful role, because employers are obviously quite impacted by this epidemic, and we want to make sure that the resources they bring to bear are used most effectively.
Do you see this as a wake-up call for employers in Massachusetts?
I think in many ways it's confirmation of what they already knew. I mean, I think, you know, we hear anecdotally certainly stories of people who can't get workers because folks are unable to pass the drug test, or, you know, they're seeing addictions and family members grappling with the issues. And so I think employers are well aware. What we're hoping this report does, though, is kind of mainstream the issue so we can talk about best practices and how to collaborate and how to tackle it so that employers aren't facing the issues by themselves.
Are some industries being more impacted by this than others?
Yes. I mean, I think that the epidemic knows no socioeconomic or industry sector bounds, but I do think you see it prevalent in certain sectors more than others. You know, construction and the trades are some that are impacted.
Now, the state has passed a couple of major bills to try to deal with this crisis. Have those been effective, and is there more the state needs to do? And you mentioned activating the business community here. What are some of the steps that you think the business community could be taking?
Well, I think the first step and the purpose of the report was to quantify so that people have a better sense of the magnitude of this epidemic. And then the purpose of our forum, and we're doing it in partnership with RISE Massachusetts, which is a nonprofit dedicated to the opioid epidemic. So the purpose of this is the first step to quantify the issue, to get the information out, and then to begin the conversation with employers of how best to utilize their resources to address it. But it is really important because we're losing a lot of potential workers to the epidemic. And in Massachusetts, where unemployment is already really low, and in Massachusetts, where our population is aging and we are older than the nation as a whole, we really do need to make sure that everyone who is of work age is a productive member of the workforce. And so it's critically important for employers to consider the epidemic from that standpoint, too.
You mentioned the forum that's coming up on Friday. I know Governor Baker, Attorney General Healey are scheduled to attend. Who else will be there and speaking?
So we have two great panels. We have frontline providers from the Lynn Community Health Center, from Armstrong Ambulance, from the Teamsters EAP, from the Middlesex Sheriff's Office, and they're going to talk about their work on the front lines. And then we also have Congressman Kennedy wasn't able to join us, but he's offering some taped remarks. And he'll really talk about some of the federal resources available. And then we have Secretary Mary Lou Sutters, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and the Mayor of Brockton, Bill Carpenter. And then we have Ann Klee, who is with the GE Foundation, and Kerry Sullivan, who's with the Bank of America Foundation. And they'll be talking about resources on the federal level, state level, municipal level, and private resources from employers, and how to best channel them and leverage them.